So this month's focus has been on healing, and I chose this Sunday's particular title for healing relationships before I made the decision to leave. So I may offer that particular sermon at a later time, but I wanted to stay with the theme of healing and today address healing my relationship with work, and it might also help you understand more this choice to transition out of congregational leadership. So I have talked to you a lot over the last almost 4 years about love and about listening to your own inner voice, that voice that of higher wisdom that can help you make choices in your life. I've often invited you to reflect on the question, what would love do? How do we know the correct direction to move in? What choices are the right ones in any given situation? How do we know what is true? One of the most valuable pieces of wisdom that I learned has been to notice how my energy feels in my body when I think about the various possibilities in front of me. To pay attention to how my energetic body responds to the various options as I consider them. I knew it was time to leave my first graduate program in psychology when I lost my interest in what we were studying that semester, which happened to be intelligence testing and the various pathologies found in the DSM-4. I longed to spend more time in the transpersonal psychology sections of the library, reading books on shamanic healing and the poetry of the ancient Sufi mystics, or firsthand stories from people who have had near-death experiences. My body began to feel heavy and slow when I pulled myself away and forced myself to study the correct books for my classes. But when I allowed myself to peruse the spiritual books, my energy was light and I became tireless. I could read for hours and hours and hours. After a few weeks of this, it dawned on me that maybe I was studying the wrong things. I was having to force myself to do the things that my body was telling me that I didn't want to be doing. And I finally made the difficult decision to leave the PsyD program at the halfway point. I knew that seminary was the right choice, specifically Star King School for the Ministry, our UU seminary in Berkeley, because when I walked into the building and I talked to students and I read the brochure on the Masters in Divinity program, every cell in my body seemed to line up and light up and shout yes. It was undeniable. So I applied and I was admitted the following spring. And while I knew going in that I was not at all interested in parish ministry, I agreed to try out an internship in Kansas City, Missouri, because people that I trusted deeply thought I would be good at it. I was terrified, but I stuck it out. And the feedback that I received from my supervisor and from the congregants was that I was good at it, which felt great. After several years, it didn't scare me as much, but the learning curve was still quite steep. And I assumed that the resistance that I had had to being a congregational minister had to do with things like my fear of public speaking or the challenge of writing sermons almost every single week, and of being held up in the wider community as a leader. As the years went by, my fears subsided. I began to get the hang of the work. Writing became easier, speaking became easier. And as it turned out, I really loved the people in my congregation. And I had a knack for helping them love themselves and one another. I was invited to be present with people in their most difficult times, to hold their hands when they were terrified or sick or dying. I have blessed many gurgling babies, and I have married people who were deeply in love with one another and I have spoken with tears in my eyes at the gravesides of people who I loved deeply. There have been so many aspects of this work of ministry that have lit me up. But I have also always struggled with so much of the job. With each passing year, that same slow, heavy feeling has grown a little bit more pronounced. When I first arrived here as your interim minister, I knew that I could commit to a 2-year term. And being pre-fired, as it was, gave me the freedom to speak my mind from the pulpit in a way that I hadn't in the past. And that was thrilling and liberating. And then you all asked me to stay. And not only did it feel affirming of my ministry with you, but I hoped that the just sheer amazingness of this place, of you all, and our obvious good fit together would be enough to keep those struggles that I have had with the whole of the job at bay. I deeply appreciate all the support that you offered me as I fought with the denominational administration to be able to transition from interim to settled minister here. It was quite the battle, and without your encouragement and support, I would not have had the wherewithal to stand up to the Ministerial Fellowship Committee. So thank you. But gradually, I have begun to notice that the energy in my body is telling me it's time to shift again. I tried to push that information that I was receiving away. I did not want it to be true. This is the very best congregation that I can imagine serving. But here I was preaching to you about listening to your own inner voice of wisdom and trusting it and following its guidance, and how could I not be doing the same? It became undeniably clear when I was receiving some energy healing from a highly skilled practitioner near the end of February. And as he worked to clear blocks in the flow of my energy system, I allowed the thought, maybe I'm done with parish ministry, to enter into my awareness. And as I did that, energy zoomed around inside me, and it was all effervescent and sparkly, and I heard a resounding yes. And tears began to flow. It was intense to be both extremely happy and excited and very sad at the same time. I have come to love so many of you, but I must follow where I am led. I must be true to my highest calling, and I want that for each and every one of you as well. And so it is that in July, I will be starting a new chapter in my life. I will be working with people one-on-one, both online and in person, offering spiritual counseling and energy healing work. I know that this place has blossomed in some really beautiful ways as a result of my ministry here. And I am so grateful for and humbled by the ways that you have opened to one another, softened, become more vulnerable in your sharing, allowing the free flowing of giving and receiving love and care into your lives. I have been blown away by your willingness to be challenged, to really look at some long-held beliefs and hold them up to the light of truth. Together, we have begun to examine our blindness to the white supremacy culture that we are embedded in. We have mourned and fought against the evils of the current political climate. Your willingness as a congregation to keep growing and deepening your commitment to truth and to love is breathtaking. I have faith that this trajectory that you are on will continue. You are the heart and soul of this place. There are very smart, very capable people here, strong leaders in all areas of this congregation. And now, maybe even more clear, you are now more, maybe even more clear about what you truly desire in a minister. And I know that you will attract a highly skilled, deeply loving person to keep you on this path and maybe even take you in some wonderful new directions. That person will be truly blessed and lucky to have the opportunity to be your minister. We will have over 3 months to say goodbye to one another properly, to work on next steps together. And I really hope I get a chance to speak to each one of you individually. So please come and see me. And I hope that each of you listen to the voice of your own inner guidance. Allow yourself to be led to your highest calling as a human being. We're only here once, as far as we know. So live your best life. Live your truth. It could mean changing the way you've been doing things for years or decades, but that inner voice of guidance can be trusted, and it always leads you towards happiness and joy. I love you. Amen, and blessed be. Let's sing together. Our closing hymn is number 131, and let's sing it like we mean it.